too, lesbian, gay, transgender and bisexual workers need positive role models to help them succeed at work. Well, Britain's Financial Times newspaper and the networking group Outstanding think so. They've compiled a list of the top 100 LGBT executives around the world. It's hoped they'll be an inspiration to anyone who fears they can't be true to themselves at work. Number five on the list is Claudia Brin Woody, Managing Director for Global Intellectual Property Licensing at IBM. I asked her why such a list was needed.
It's important, I think, to have lists like this to enable companies and others to focus on what the issues are for LGBT employees in the world, and to open up conversation and dialogue in places in the world that it's hard.
Because being gay, transgender, or bisexual could actually see you imprisoned in some countries. It's not just a case of bullying in the workplace, is it?
That's correct. You could be imprisoned, or in some countries, you could be killed. So safety is really important for employees in countries like that, and that's paramount for us. But within the IBM walls, we also want them to be able to bring their authentic selves to work, because we know that they're more productive, their teams work better, they create high-performance teams when everybody can be authentic.
Earlier in your career, what kind of negative experiences have you encountered?
Well, as a woman, I've actually had more discrimination than as a lesbian. I think that's because it's more of a visible diversity. But there are always people who will make judgments without getting to know you or your work. But by and large, being authentic, claiming my own diversity, has actually been a very positive thing.
Some people would say, though, why do you have to bring your sexuality to work? Why is it important to share, really, what's personal?
That's a good question, but everybody brings that to work. If a heterosexual person is saying, you know, my wife and I went to the theater, or my husband and I went to the theater, or, you know, how was your weekend? And somebody responds, well, we went to the shore, or we went to Paris. They're talking about their family. You don't immediately think about their sexuality. It's just about their humanity. And that's true for LGBT people as well. We want to be able to answer the question, how was your weekend, without making up a pronoun or a new name for our partner or our spouse. We want to just be able to have a human conversation that's ordinary in the workplace.
Do you really think the compilation of lists like this will ultimately achieve that much? I mean, we've had lists of women in business or top women in business for some time, but it hasn't really changed that much right at the top, has it?
I think it has changed the conversation as people have done research saying, gosh, you know, having women on boards and women in top leadership actually has measurable return on investment for shareholders. So it's opened the dialogue and it's opened the conversation. Ideally, you would never have to have lists. We would all just be valued for the merit we bring to the table. But in opening up the dialogue, I do think we will make a difference, particularly in countries where the laws are still oppressive. Businesses will need to do business there. We're not going to change cultures and laws overnight, but we can begin to change the climate.
Do you think it is significant that some institutions like the British Army, for example, are now saying we really do need more diverse soldiers to make up our armies?
Absolutely. That's just being smart. That's smart business. Because they are understanding the notion of diverse teams providing better solutions and higher performance.
And that was Claudia Brin Woody from IBM, who's number five on the list of the top 100 lesbian, gay, transgender and bisexual executives around the world.